I will take him and talk to him, I thought. He will not hate me because I am ugly. I will make him my friend. Then I will not be so lonely in this world. So I pulled the boy towards me. When he looked at me, he screamed in fear. Child, I said, I will not hurt you. Listen to me. Stop, the boy cried. You are a monster. You want to eat me. Stop, or I will tell my father. Boy, you will never see your father again. You must come with me. Ugly monster, go away. My father is Mr. Frankenstein. He will punish you. Frankenstein. So you belong to my enemy. Now I can have my revenge. The child fought me and tried to escape, but I put my hands around his neck, and in a few minutes he was dead. I looked at the body that lay on the ground. My hands left black marks on his neck. My heart felt happy and proud. Frankenstein will know suffering too now, I said to myself. Then I noticed a small picture in the child's pocket. I looked at it. It was a beautiful woman. This made me angrier. A beautiful woman could never love me. I took the picture and walked to a hut in the field. I wanted somewhere to hide. In the hut, a young woman was sleeping. I watched her. She must not wake up and see me. Then I had an idea. I put the small picture in the pocket of her dress. They will think that she is the murderer, I thought. Then I ran away as fast as I could. So, Frankenstein, the monster said, that is my story. I came to these mountains hoping to find you. You must not go until you have promised me something. I am alone. My life is misery, and humans will never be my friend. So I want you to create another monster. I want a wife.